And good morning, and from Bradenton, Florida, we're with Pirate broadcaster John Wehner. John, this is Jim Zamias in for Garrett Egan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you?
I am doing great. Looking forward to talking to you. John, when you talked to Garrett Wednesday, you're talking about the 1979 Pirates, and you talked about Ed Ott and Nicosia, and you even worked in Matt Alexander. And I tested my memory, and he did wear number 36. So I'm sure you have memories of all the numbers. When you grow up with a team and love them that much, I'm sure they're permanently implanted on your brain, aren't they?
It's pretty amazing. I could give you pretty much everybody's number from the 79 team, but I couldn't tell you five guys on the current team.
What's right.
Chris. It's so weird. It's like, I'm like, who's number 13 and who's number, you know, other than Andrew McCutchen. I'm sitting there trying to think right now what Brian Reynolds' number is and O'Neill Cruz's number. I honestly, I don't think I could tell you. But, you know, 39 was Cobra. Obviously, 8 was Stargell.
Yeah.
You know, you John Candelaria was, I'm losing
45.
45, yeah. Jim, you know, Jim Bibby, 26. You know, Matlock, 5. Garner, 3. So, yeah, I could pretty much go all around that 79 team, but yeah, I don't pay much attention to that anymore. I don't know why that is, but yeah, I was live and die Pirate fan, you know, my entire life. So, you know, the good old days, I guess, and you know, I'm hoping that the Pirates can make a little run here, especially with this pitching staff here in the immediate future to kind of bring those same memories and get the kids, you know, wanting to watch every day or listen every day like I did as a kid.
We're speaking with John Wehner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, John, of course, the opponent in 79 was the Baltimore Orioles for the second time in that decade. And now the Pirates and Orioles are playing like every fifth day. So it's quite a relationship that they have down there in Florida.
Yes, you know, by far the closest cities down here on the West Coast. And so probably less than 30 minutes, probably a 20-minute drive without traffic. So naturally you're going to play them a bunch. I think that's where Arizona, you know, they kind of have an advantage. Every team seems to be within 40 minutes or so. So, you know, you could play more teams and not be so familiar with one or two teams. In fact, you know, you look at Paul Skeens pitching last night, you know, his two games this spring have been both against the Orioles. I'm sure he'd like to see, you know, different colored uniforms, different batters to face just to see how his stuff's working. But, you know, everything outside of that's at least an hour on this coast for the Pirates. And so, yeah, I, you know, it makes sense to try to keep the travel to a minimum and play these Orioles good five or six times.
John, O'Neill Cruz, you talked about him. He is something. You know, I have people are so impatient in this day and age. He is such a talent. If you watch him, you're thinking, man, we have to hold on to this guy and get him going more in the right direction. He did a lot of good things last year, but he is a talent that the Pirates really need to hang on to.
Without a doubt. And, you know, there aren't many guys. I would say just about in terms of raw talent, he's in the top 1%. And we're talking power, we're talking speed, arm strength. And, you know, so it's all-star talent for sure. And, you know, obviously he had that bad injury 2 years ago and last year coming back from that. But, you know, it's, I guess, maybe unfair, but because of the talent, you expect more. You expect more than a 2020 season, although that's pretty good for just about everybody. For O'Neill Cruz, you expect more. You expect 30-30, maybe even 40-40. And, you know, I think it's about consistency. I think it's about, you know, a younger guy that, you know, at times goes into ruts and can't get out of them quickly enough. And, you know, at times you see mental lapses, and I think you see that with a lot of young players, but with a talent like that, it's like, okay, I mean, this guy can win a gold glove in center field. He can throw, you know, countless amount of guys out on the bases, and, you know, he could be hitting balls in the river and hitting 40 home runs. And so, yeah, that, I understand I'm impatient as well. I mean, I'm waiting for him to take off, and it would be huge because the thing that this team, I think, has lacked over the last several years, you know, maybe even going back a decade, is a true cleanup hitter. And I mean, he could fit that bill. I mean, you don't think of a cleanup hitter that can run like O'Neill Cruz can, but, you know, if he's hitting the ball out of the ballpark with regularity, I mean, that's a guy you want to have at the plate with runners in scoring position, because certainly he can swing a game with one swing, you know, one swing of the bat, you know, he could turn a game around for you. And, you know, and hopefully, again, you know, battling back from that injury last year and now, you know, a little more experience and a little more mature, you know, you hope that he can figure it out and have that breakout season where we might see him in an all-star game.
Speaking with John Wehner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, John, I read about Johan Oviedo, and I loved watching him 2 years ago. He was a bull out there. He would throw a complete game in September, it seems to me. And could you tell our listeners a little bit about Johan's situation with his arm?
Yeah, I think the arm's okay. I'm not 100% sure. You know, I know they put him on the 60-day DL. I think it's more of like a lat strain, which is more upper back than the arm. Every report I've read and heard is, you know, the elbow's fine. You know, he's battled back from that Tommy John surgery, and I think they're going to start him a little slower this year just because of the surgery, and I think they're going to limit his innings anyhow. You know, but yeah, this lat strain's going to put him back, and I don't know how long they're going to sit him before he starts throwing or competing. But with being on a 60-day, of course, he's not going to be at the big league levels until about June. But that doesn't mean he can get back ramped up throwing, you know, go on a rehab assignment, go and pitch down in AAA, you know, get, you know, his build-up done down there to where at some point in time we're going to need him. We're going to need to call this kid up. And, you know, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
At least 6'6", 6'7", probably 250, and certainly competes. He's a guy you want in your rotation, certainly on your pitching staff.
Absolutely. John, Garrett Egan asks each broadcaster how many wins they predict. Greg Brown said 88 last week. Wow, I would love that. What are your thoughts? How many wins do you see the Buccos getting this year?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up with 88 wins, but, you know, a lot of things would have to happen, and some of those things would be, you know, Jack Sawinski comes back, Ke'Bryan Hayes comes back and has a better year. O'Neill Cruz has that all-star type season. You know, our first base situation gets figured out. So, you know, the catching situation, Bart would have to repeat and probably do more. I think offensive or pitching-wise, for sure, I think they could pitch well enough to have an 88-win team, but I think offensively a lot of things have to go right for them to win that many games. I'm gonna stick around the 80-win mark.
Okay. You're not going to nudge us to 81 and get to 500?
Well, you know, one game could get us there, obviously. I just think if you're not scoring a bunch of runs and you're playing a lot of close games, that kind of taxes your pitching staff a little
yes.
bit. And so, you know, again, they're going to have to be able to score more to get to bump over that 500 mark. I'm optimistic that the things that I said like could
right.
happen, and you know, but there's a lot of we need this guy, that guy, this guy. I mean, probably three or four positions, I think, to really get over the hump offensively. And if that happens, yeah, we might win a division. If it doesn't happen, I think, you know, we're a little better than last year, but right around that 500 mark.
All right. John, we enjoy listening to you and all the guys. The expertise of you and Bob Walk is great. And I hope you have a fun season. And thank you so much for talking to us this week, John.
You bet, Jim. Thank you, man. We'll hopefully see you guys in Cumberland at the ballpark this year.
Oh, we'll be there. All right. Thank you, John Wehner.